Hi everyone, I hope you're all well. In this lesson, we're going to be discussing how to use the imagination to amplify and actually catalyze your learning process, whatever that may be. That could be for piano, singing, music production, theory, but you can also apply this to anything else, like even maths or science, reading a book and trying to learn off things. So I've drawn a few pictures to demonstrate what I'm on about. In this first image, I've drawn myself being surrounded by this vortex of energy, and it's swirling, it's sparkling, it's glittering, and it's magical. So this is how I feel when I'm engaging and learning something new. I always imagine this swirling energy around me whenever I'm in learning mode. And I think why this helps me is because I guess I'm surrounded by this sparkling magical energy, and then that makes me feel very joyful, curious, playful, and expansive. And all of those positive heightened emotions lead to more dopamine being created. And obviously dopamine is a known powerful neurotransmitter that helps with learning because it helps motivation levels. It really helps your focus. It even helps with memory retention and overall just getting you into that flow state. So really, the happier you are when you're learning something, the better the results are going to be. And doesn't that make a lot of sense? Because some of the best teachers I've had, or how I learn the best, is when there's a bit of fun involved, you know, like when things aren't too serious, when there's jokes being cracked. Like, I love that. So I think I respond really well for that. So I have to make my learning fun. And sometimes I have to do that a little bit artificially at the beginning by like imagining the swirling energy around me. So yeah, it's something to practice, but it's probably also something I've learned from Qigong. And when you're like learning to put, you know, you're moving energy around your body. So it's just something that really helps me. So I would try it out, like start getting excited about the learning process rather than viewing it as this daunting, sufferable task that you have to like go do. Like, instead thinking, no, every time I'm learning, it's feeding me. Every time I'm learning something new, I am expanding, I'm becoming better, I am getting nearer to the future version of myself that I want to become, rather than it being this like horrible, laborious task. So now let's break that down a little bit further. And in the next image, we have some neurons. Now, when you're learning something for the first time, your neurons, like, they're kind of in charge of everything. And just say you are learning the C harmonic minor scale on the piano, and it's your very first time playing it. You've never done it before. Well, basically, in your brain, what's happening is that the neurons, they have to come together and they have to have the conversation and they have to build a bond, but they've never done it. So at the beginning, they're awkward and they're clumsy and they're a bit embarrassed. And that's, you know, translating to you doing it really slow and being unsure. And it's just a little bit like wonky at the beginning. But the more you nurture that relationship between the neurons in your brain, you are strengthening their relationship. And then the stronger their bond becomes, the better you're going to play. So basically, the more you show up regularly, deliberately practicing the same thing, going through the scale in a nice, slow, deliberate fashion, you can imagine that you're not just learning it and you're like, when will this ever work? Think about it instead. I am nourishing the relationship between the neurons in my brain. How cool is that? And you can even start imagining them sparkling and glittering again, and just energy waves, electromagnetic waves sending from one neuron to the other. And they're just becoming enveloped in this lovely, I guess, blue and purple and pink and gold. Like, those are the colors that I associate with, but like you can kind of start seeing any color. I think predominantly blue. When it's something to do with my mind and learning, I see a lot of blue. But yeah, and start like thinking, every time I'm showing up and practicing, I'm nourishing the relationship between the neurons in my brain. And then you can see like the smaller part where they actually talk, that's called the synapse. So that's where the conversation between them happens. So the more you show up and keep practicing your scale, maybe then you're going to do hands together, they're going to start building their bond. So every time you go and do the task, it's going to become more and more effortless because you are strengthening their relationship. They're like, oh yeah, yeah, we know each other. Yeah, yeah, we're going to help you out. We've been here before. And it just becomes easier and easier. So, you know, shifting your thinking in that way is also really helpful, because sometimes we can get very frustrated if things aren't, you know, happening instantly, if we don't get something in the first go. Like, it's just a complete fallacy to think that you should give up there, because it takes time. Think of any relationship in your life. you know, it takes time to build and nourish a relationship. So have that same patience with your own brain. And, you know, you control it. You're obviously like, it's not like, oh no, we don't like each other, these neurons, so it's not going to work out. No, like you control them. Like, don't think that they have a say in this. So, you know, if you want to learn something new, you are in charge of nourishing that relationship, not just being at the mercy of your brain thinking, oh, I can't do it. No, you have to show up and put in that work. Neurons that fire together, wire together. The more you show up, do the practice deliberately and slowly, you are making that skill more effortless. I even think back to the time when I learned how to drive a car and it was a nightmare. I just conked like 8 times in a row. And I'm just thinking of that meme of like Monsters Inc. When the little girl is in the car and like her dad is shouting at her. Yeah, and it was a nightmare. And I thought I would never drive. But obviously now with time, it just became effortless. And now I don't even think about it. Like, it's not even something I have to consciously think when I'm driving, how to shift everything. It just comes automatically. So it's about having the same trust in whatever it is you want to learn, knowing that when you show up, you will get there. So you're planting a seed and you're just nourishing that seed every time you show up. You're watering it, you're, you know, providing sunlight, etc. So now let's think about this on a deeper level, about like how we view ourselves and our own identity and how that can sometimes be blocking our progress. So I really do think that how you view yourself and what you're capable of achieving, that determines a lot more than the practice you actually put in. What I mean by that is, just say if you want to become an amazing recording artist and you want to perform your music live, but you are absolutely terrified of playing in front of a crowd and you have these beliefs like, oh no, I'm not good enough. No one's going to want to listen to me. No, it's a waste of time. No one's going to show up. I'm just going to mess up and everyone's going to think I'm an idiot. You know, whatever the thought is that just makes you contract. Well, that's also a neural pathway in your brain. Like, the more you practice that thought, you are reinforcing the person you are. And we do this every single day. So in the same way that we're learning more like motor skills, we can also use the same technique to actually like change how we view ourselves, which really ultimately determines so much more. So I imagine that path, just say the path where you keep going down, no one wants to listen to me, I'm not good enough, I'm not young enough, pretty enough, whatever it is. Well, that's like, you know, walking down a pathway, neural pathway, I'm seeing a physical pathway in a woodland right now. And you just keep going down the same pathway all the time. And this pathway is bristly, it's mushy, it's dark, it's horrible. And at the end of it, there's just a swamp. And every single time you engage with that thought, you just go back to the swamp. Like, and you never get anything new. Like, maybe you discover a new part of the swamp, which isn't that great. So I would say, like, see that as a pathway in your mind and just stand at it and, you know, visualizing, no, I refuse to walk down that path, whatever it is, the limiting belief for you. And then start to harness that energy that you would be putting towards that path and start harnessing it over. Like, I'm seeing the opposite side now in my head and I'm thinking the more expansive version of it. My music is bringing joy and love and magic and color to the world. And I know that the people who are listening to me, they need to hear the message I have in my music. I know that I am positively affecting the room when I sing. I know that people stop and listen. And you start like getting into this world and then you start taking actions that are a lot more aligned with that version of yourself rather than the very like tense, constricted, limited version. So, you know, that was a dark, murky path to the swamp, that neural pathway that you're constantly practicing. Instead, now I'm going to harness that energy that I was using there towards the, I guess, the lighter side of it, thinking positively. And then I'm imagining my brain, same way as we're imagining, you know, the pathways, that this is a pathway in the forest, that I'm laying down lovely stones. I'm imagining beautiful flowers growing either side of the path. I'm seeing trees growing. I'm seeing sunlight. There's animals coming out to greet me on the path. And the path just keeps expanding. Like, every time I walk down that path, I think a new, more expanded thought about where I want to go. I'm so excited about where that could take me. Who will I meet? I wonder, will I meet a producer who's looking to produce this kind of music? I wonder, will I meet another artist who, you know, wants a singer? Maybe I want a rapper on the music and I'm going to meet this person if I like keep following this path. So generally, like, if a thought is making you feel like this, like, it's not really serving you. No matter how much you're trying to dissect it, it's not, because you just keep getting more of that. Like, start going more positive in the direction of the feelings, the thoughts that translate then into feelings of, like, it feels more expansive and it feels lighter. And you're generally going to have a much better time at life. So we have covered a few different levels of the game of how we train and nourish our neural pathways in a way that's beneficial for us and our learning. You know, imagining yourself swirling around in masterful, like, I feel like a little wizard or something. And I think that, like, little sparkly energy that I surround myself in just helps me. And I get so excited. Like, learning is so joyous and playful for me. I don't think about it as this, like, horrible task. And then, you know, breaking that down further, that when you're learning something new, you're literally just strengthening neural pathways in your brain and you're nourishing that relationship. So you are literally in control of how that relationship between the neurons works out by the amount of practice you put into it. So thank you so much for watching. I hope you have a lovely day. I will leave you with an Irish farewell. Slán agus beannacht dé leat. Goodbye and blessings to you. Take care.